This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Mike and I were talking about the Braves, and guy just hit us up talking about, we were talking specifically about Ozzy, and he hit us up, and Big Teasy, I believe it is, Mike, said, hey, fellas, you guys think that Ozzy misses Acuna? And it's funny because right as we went to break, that's exactly what I said to Mike. Maybe he misses his boy. Mm-hmm. And you may think that's silly, but there are certain guys who vibe in the clubhouse. You talk to everybody, but then there are certain guys that are your guys. Right. And you spend so much time with your guys. You're on the road. You eat together, Mike. You're hanging out. Same batting practice. You go, oh, I'm going to go to the cages. I mean, just the little things. And again, I'm not saying they do every single thing together. But when you have that and you have a guy that you look over to and you know that's my dude and he's trying to build you up, maybe it gives you a little bit more confidence. I don't know if that's the case, but it could be.
I mean, you got running mates out there. As we said, they got a great rapport. They are dudes coming up together. So, hey, man, I know that we'd love to see Ozzy, as you said, 7-game hitting streak, build off that. You know, numbers are starting to come around. But just look like, you know, you're comfortable at the plate. So many times, it's like I said, you go out with a whimper, just like, you know, barely making contact. And sometimes, you know, just to get your hit streak and get your head right, it is a flare to the outfield. It is a Texas leaguer, right? Whatever it needs. Mm-hmm. So hopefully Ozzy does get rolling. And again, I know I was telling you the other day, I got some tickets. I got some friends coming to town. So we got Braves and Red Sox for that weekend in June. It's going to be electric when Ronald get back on that field. If it's Friday night that weekend, it's going to be bananas to be up at Truist Park.
No doubt. It certainly will. If you're just joining us, the 12-team college football playoff will move to a straight seeding model this fall. That is rewarding the selection committee's top four teams with the top four seeds and the first round bye. So that is something that is changing as we continue to change with college football in this playoff. It is still 12 teams as we speak, but, you know, we've been saying at some point it'll go to 16. That is not the case. This is with the 12 teams. I think this is the right move, guys. Look, nobody liked what happened with Boise last year at the end of the day, and they don't want that to repeat itself. So they're going to give the top seeds and rewarding the top seeds with the selection committee by seeding, and I think this is the right way to go. More on that coming up as well. Right now, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's talk about our Falcons first and foremost because Jeff Ulbrich, defensive coordinator, and we're all curious. Like, it's one thing to say, all right, I like these pieces. How is he going to use them? He was asked yesterday about the new guys on defense and, Mike, how fast they're picking up the defense.
Yeah, some veterans for sure that have just got an acumen for football that they just pick it up faster than most. But I'd also say some of these younger guys, you know, especially I know we talked about Jalen, but talking about Xavier, talking about Billy, like these guys, talking about even James, like way higher. The starting point for these rookies is way higher than most rookies I've ever been around.
Okay, that's good news. That means they have the capacity, Mike, to pick up all the things they're asking them to. And hopefully we get into camp, still, you know, a few months away, but we're already, like, moving at a quick speed. Like, we're not still trying to figure it out. A couple of years ago, I think it was Richie Grant. Maybe I was wrong about this, but we kept asking about Richie. Hey, why isn't he playing more? Why, you know, why? And Richie was having a tough time picking up the playbook. And some guys coming from college, Mike, this is what happens.
Right. And he was a ball hawk. I mean, like, there's nothing wrong with the draft pick. It just didn't work out. Because he was that kind of hybrid corner safety that, you know, Billy Bowman could kind of be, that Xavier Watts can be as far as ball hawking. You know, Xavier Watts had more interceptions, more turnovers than anybody last 2 years in college football. So, and I know that we've discussed, especially pre-draft, the Falcon filter. Ooh, don't want a bad guy. No, I mean, just want some ball players. But if you heard our interviews with Billy Bowman and Xavier Watts, and certainly, I mean, look, it is what it is. Jalen Walker's just super impressive. These guys, I mean, they get it. And this is not like, hey, in the film room, are you watching this? You know, these guys get it. So it's kind of like a no knucklehead zone as far as our draft class.
What about James Pierce, guys? Look, that is one guy.
There's a question mark there.
Well, he's front and center for me. And not that Jalen's not, or not that Xavier Watts isn't. I said Xavier Watts may have the biggest impact of any of these guys because he's going to be on the field a lot. But James Pierce, what is he? What's he look like so far? Here's what Jeff Olbrich said to us yesterday.
He's going to create some serious problems for offenses, you know, because, you know, he's one of the guys that, you know, as we approach the draft, collectively, we were very high on as far as his ability to rush off the edge. And, you know, there's a lot of guys you got to fabricate for, and there's guys that fabricate for themselves. And he's one of those guys that he doesn't need a whole lot of scheme to get him going. You know, we can put him on the edge and let him rip it, and he's going to be a problem. You know, and I'm super excited what he'll become. Now, a lot of work to do, and fortunately we have a really good group that he's joining. So there's going to be a lot of really cool competition within that group. But you know, expect a lot from him. We do.
Okay. I expect all the things that Jeff's talking about. And look, you know, the fact that he led the SEC in pressures and all of that stuff, it's great. What are you going to do now? Like, Mike, that's the thing. I mean, all that stuff. Jalen was great at Georgia. What are you going to do now? He comes with a great resume. Okay. But we got to see that transform and certainly, you know, click over to the Falcons. Right. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com.
It's funny because one of the guys at my gym, Lewis, by the way, who's a big listener.
What up, Lewis?
I had to give him a shout out yesterday, too, by the way. But yeah, he hates Sean Murphy, too. But I know we were. Forgot to mention that yesterday. He's like, keep giving. He's like, we got to get Drake Baldwin out there, man. I said, I know that. Thank you. Yeah. But anyway, Lewis, we were talking about it, and he goes, you think that Olbrich gets a bad rap because he was part of that horrible jet situation last year? I said, I don't know. I mean, he's been a career guy. He's bounced from college and pro. He had a good rapport with Dan Quinn. Our linebacker core was good when he was coaching it.
It was.
You know, if you go back and look at Devondre Campbell and Debo and all those. So, I mean, you know, I think it's a step up from Jimmy Lake, put it that way. But I can't say he's going to be great.
Yeah, look, I feel like Brick knows what he's doing. And when he got the job, again, it's easy to lump that in with, well, he was here when – give him a fresh slate. And as I said, when he left, I think he's become a better coach. And you're right. Mike, here's what I do know. He knows how to call defenses on a Sunday. We didn't know if Jimmy Lake was able to do that consistently and if he was going to be putting our defense in the right situations. Jeff can do that. To talk about the Jet situation, guys, that was a cluster. It just was. And to be given the interim head coach job when all of that other stuff is playing out and your quarterback situation, that's a cluster.
That's a hell of a soap opera. It's almost like you could argue the two teams had two sort of unprecedented situations. The meltdown with the Jets, you know, and the owner, remember this comes from the owner out of left field. You know, the defense wasn't really the problem, if we're honest.
No.
But Robert Saleh gets got. Woody Johnson pulls the trigger here in Atlanta. We got a coach who's dealing with a DC who doesn't really know what he's doing, and a quarterback that's basically now put him in a position as a coach where, you know, no one knows what the hell's going on. Why is this guy still the QB? Remember, we asked him each week, tough situation. You don't really trust a rookie yet. Everything's been in, all the eggs are in the basket with Kirk Cousins, yet he can't deliver.
No. I hope Brick does a really good job. I have the confidence in him that he's capable of it, but we got to see these young players develop. The biggest thing for him, and this defense is going to be how fast these young guys – I'm not talking about just this year's draft, last year's draft class, how fast those guys develop. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's hear Ben Johnson, Mike. He is now the man in Chicago. It's funny. He was asked about this. Think about all the quarterbacks that have been drafted by Chicago that haven't panned out, okay? They go there, high picks, they're not franchise guys, or right. they don't pan out. And Ben Johnson said, okay, well, now he's taking on that task with Caleb Williams. Is Chicago where quarterbacks go to die?
Yes.
I love it. I love it. I love the opportunity to come on in and change that narrative. That's where great stories are written. And so we're looking to write a new chapter here.
Best quarterback Chicago's had was 10 years ago, Jay Cutler.
That's right.
And since then, you had Mitchell Trubisky. I never understood the appeal. Justin Fields, we sometimes feel we're too close to it here
sure,
in Atlanta.
Sure.
But when I asked the general manager, Font, remember, I said, why don't we go for Fields? He said, well, you said that's working out for him. So he wasn't really a fan last year. Mm-hmm. Fields, did he blow it in Pittsburgh?
No. I just think he didn't feel like he was going to be able to play like he wants to play there.
Is that so you blame on Arthur Smith?
You said that. I didn't.
Okay. Well, anyway, I mean, well, at some point, it is the man in the mirror, but we'll see with the Jets. But, yeah, but Caleb Williams, as we said, they never, ever, ever should have kept Eberflus as the head coach. But, again, Ben Johnson was kind of being coy last year as far as some of the jobs. Granted, it wasn't an open in Chicago. Eberflus still had the gig. But Ben Johnson, I think, brings a great mindset, strong in the trenches. They made some good moves on defense anyway. They're good. That's a good squad.
It is. Mike, back to the Pittsburgh thing, though. I think they felt like their defense was so good that they would be in games and they just needed the offense to not make mistakes. So you play conservative.
Right.
And you don't win games in the NFL playing conservative.
You got to, I don't think, say, you know, one of the two or three games that Justin Fields looked like a rock star was against us.
Right.
Remember after Christmas against Chicago 2 years ago? Last year, his biggest throwing total was 312 yards and a loss to Indianapolis. Ironically,
he was good in that game.
Yeah, 64% completion rate.
Yep.
There's only a few games where they really let him rip. Yeah. To your point,
I thought he was going back to Pittsburgh, and then I got word that the feeling was he just didn't feel like he could be who he wants to be.
He rushed for 5 touchdowns. He threw for 5 touchdowns. Yeah. I just thought that. I mean, a lot. Like, the guy's got a lot of fans out there in our listening audience. I still don't know what this guy is.
And remember, even when Russell Wilson took over, they didn't use him in the red zone. Like, you're talking about the 5 rushing touchdowns. He is a weapon down there. They didn't use him. Either way, that is Ben Johnson with the Bears. Hey, last but not least, Rich McKay's head of the competition committee. Everybody's talking about the tush push. This is the guy that said, hey, we got to look at this, owners. Here's what he said about it once the ruling came down yesterday, or the vote.
It's not disappointing for me, for our committee, for the committees that did the work, because it takes 24 votes to pass anything. And that is not, and we don't set a low bar. On this one, this was unanimously proposed by the competition committee, unanimously proposed by the player health and safety committee, and by the owner health and safety committee. So there's a lot of support for it, a lot of discussion about it. I've been in that room numerous times where we've had these types of discussions. And one team really, you know, ends up being, in their mind, more impacted than others. But it still takes 24 votes. And in this case, those votes were not there.
Yeah, as we said yesterday, I mean, these committees and the smaller subcommittees, august bodies, all of them, still, you know, this is a mandate from the commissioner. He wants it to go because aesthetically it's not nice. It doesn't look good. It looks like rugby. And people that aren't paying for rugby, they're paying for the NFL. But I still feel that, man, you know, it just, there's something to me at the heart of this thing that is just un-American. I'm not trying to be silly about it. You come up with a better mousetrap. You come up with a better play. So they can't stop it. Other teams, and we discussed it at length yesterday, I think it's ego and the hubris of why some other offensive coordinators won't go down this road. So we'll see. Does somebody copycat? Why not? If it doesn't, okay, one more year, it dies on the vine. But I appreciate those teams that stood up for it to say, no, let's let these guys roll with this one more year.
Colts owner Jim Irsay, passing away at the age of 65, passed away in his sleep.
One of the teams that voted to keep the tush push.
They did. And one of his last tweets, comments, was about the Pacers and playing the Knicks, ironically. Mm. But I will say this. This is a very local thing. Of course, people know who Jim was and you know, his father. He took the team over.
Right.
His dad was Bob. But I will tell you guys, like, for us here locally, God forbid, when Mr. Blank, passes away, it's going to be a big deal. And it's that way in every NFL city with every owner, because it's such a personal, connection. Mike, for us to sit here and talk about Jim Irsay, we have stories and we could tell you a few things. But today in Indianapolis, it is the topic of conversation. And it would be in any NFL city if one of the owners passed away of any NFL team. So, well, certainly lots of NFL players, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Showing and giving love to Ursay and his family and giving condolences. But it's one of those things I said to Mike, you know, it's unfortunate, but for us, like, that connection to Jim Irsay is not there like it is right. for our owner.
No, I mean, let's be honest. For much of his life, you know, we made jokes about the guy because yes. he did struggle with personal demons.
Yes.
But he did make that struggle public, and he won it. You know, eventually got his life straightened out. But as we said, I mean, his body paid a price, you know, for the things he put in it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.